This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient Yolanda Aguilar, Medicare Exon 4897-970. Date of birth 11-19-1940, referring physician Dr. Yvette Cardona. Procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure March 12, 2022. Indication screening for colon cancer, changing bowel habits, constipation, post-op diagnosis, impression. Impression 1, prominent ileocecal valve. Number 2, diverticulosis coli. Number 3, 3 colon polyps removed. Number 4, fair preparation, pure paragraph. Deformation, second portion of the deformation cecum. Complication non immediately. Medication as per monitoring anesthesia care, pure paragraph. Operative procedures for colonoscopy, template, pure paragraph. Withdrawal time was 8 minutes. Preparation was fair, period. Findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, pure sigma descending colon, multiple diverticulosis, pure paragraph. Semiflexion, pure normal, pure paragraph. Transverse colon, multiple diverticulosis, pure paragraph. In the proximal transverse colon, there's an amenity pole about 3 millimeters tail. Removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, pure paragraph. The hepatoflexion. There's a diminutive pole about 3 millimeters pair, remove a co-biopsy polypectomy, pure paragraph. Ascending column, the scattered diverticulosis present, pure. They say a diminutive pole up in the ascending column about 2 millimeters pair, remove a co-biopsy polypectomy, pure paragraph. Ileocecal valve appears prominent, biopsy taken, pure cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology report. Number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinically. Next number, follow up in geopsy in 3 to 4 weeks, period. Surveillance colonoscopy will not be recommended given patient's age, period. Colonoscopy will be done via PRN.